This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
3 o'clock on Monday. No Ted Johnson. I bought a shirt yesterday that kind of has a Ted Johnson feel to it. It's just a golf shirt, but when I bought it, I was like, this feels like I'm being influenced by Ted.
What does it says Ted's in it 3.
It's blue.
Yep.
And it has pink flamingos on it.
That's a solid choice.
I feel that I needed a shirt to bring to a vacation, so I need a couple.
Are you actually going to be comfortable wearing that?
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know.
What, are you judging me?
Well, you're the Jaylen Brown. Yeah, you're the Jaylen Brown guy.
Why can't I wear pink flamingos?
It would be a surprise.
Why?
You don't strike me as a pink flamingos guy.
Why? What does that even mean? You know what else I bought? That
what?
Probably won't strike you. I joined the club that everybody's been in for years now because I feel like I needed...
Rogaine?
Some... No.
Mile High.
Oh. Why would I need that? No. I bought some Hey Dudes.
For, excellent choice.
The resort.
That, I could see that.
Because I feel like they're like casual, comfortable, but I can wear them to dinner and look respectable.
That is precisely. And also, you know,
because I have
nice?
Like blue slides otherwise. And if I stroll into like the nice restaurants with blue slides, I feel like I'm going to get some looks from
with
the
Hey Dudes,
Europeans.
The nice thing, you know, who cares? Who cares what people say anyway, number one?
It's
number
America.
And number
you're
two, well, actually, he's not going to be in America.
Not going to be in America.
Yeah, but so you're an American, so we don't care.
Yeah, an ugly American. We're trying to be less
he's
ugly.
Trying to you don't want to perpetuate the idea
right.
of the ugly American. You
right.
want to have a little fashion set.
Because when I'm going to have the Jaylen Brown jersey like on the beach and stuff, so there's going to be a little ugly American.
Look at this American showing off his biceps.
And then they're going to be like, oh, but he's got some nice Hey Dudes and a pink flamingo shirt for dinner.
Now he is oiling his muscles on the beach. This is very strange.
Unless you're talking about Copper Tone 30 to make sure I don't burn. That's all I'll
30?
Yeah.
You gotta go higher than 30?
No, 30's perfect. Anything more than that is incremental gains. Don't you read?
What?
Man. Yeah.
Of course I
the
read.
The difference between 30 and 50 is like tiny.
That's I wear like 200.
No, I'm like 30 multiple times. Anyway, Dan
like
Ball,
paste.
Time for the 3-point stance. Let's get this show together.
Hey, dude.
19! It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to 3.
Tatum puts up a 3. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
3-3.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for today's three-point stance on WEEI Afternoons, and the three-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you look like a tourist on your fancy-ass vacation, you got to get Glassman, and you can do that by calling all sevens at 617-777-7777.
Does Jeffrey Glassman have a department for people that sue for catching too many strays on the radio?
I can check into that for you, and I can tell you exactly what number I will call, which is 617-777-7777 to do that for you. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have two hosts and then the Behind the Glass boys, all of whom will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports and on Mondays, sometimes beyond. Each host and us will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance, after which we will open up the floor for discussion. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then myself, Dan Ball, with the accompaniment of my man Stiz. Andy will lead us off. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
As we just proved, I get judged a lot around here. Apparently, I am not man enough or too much of a man to wear a pink flamingo shirt, but I'll be wearing a pink flamingo shirt. I'll also be watching Women's College World Series. I am a huge fan, not just of Lucky Energy, but also of the Women's College World Series. You've noted we're in that time of year. Spelling Bee, Men's College World Series, Women's College, there's these
Little
sporting
League World
events
Series
are starting to pop up. Little League World
Always
Series,
a good time.
Which I feel like are growing beyond niche audiences. Like, they're growing. And, you know, you got your buddy that always, oh, I always watch Little League World Series when that's on. I'm the College World Series for women. Like, I think it is such an enjoyable sport. A few years ago, before baseball kind of picked up their pace, got the pitch clock and made a few adjustments, I thought softball was where it's at because the games are shorter, they're more intense, they're more exciting, there's more, you know, energy. And, yeah, I like watching the pitchers. It's a little different look to it, the smaller field. So if you're bouncing around ESPN or the various networks this week and you see a college women's World Series game on, I would urge you to go watch it because it's an enjoy. Even Stiz, you can chime in. You've been watching it, have you not?
Yeah, I did. I saw that viral clip where the girl
hit
the
dirt.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
And these are great athletes that probably don't get enough credit. We've kind of picked up the pace with women's basketball. It's time for us to follow softball. And by the way, Major League Baseball is now partnering with a women's professional softball league. So that'll be coming in the future.
Awesome. Well put. Look at you expanding your
also,
sports horizons.
Also, the Tennessee uniforms today are sweet.
Let me guess. Visors and orange.
Visors orange and like is that a baby blue, a powder blue, whatever it is sweet. My two favorite colors, powder blue and orange. So
what a unique combo.
And it looks
powder
did you say
blue
it?
And
it looks great.
Yeah,
and then you're right, they do wear visors.
I mean, on brand
pulls it all together.
On brand.
A sport where visors are integral. I think we
although
we might,
some of them
we
wear the mask. The pitchers wear the.
I'm surprised
mask.
More don't.
You
at
are
least in
pretty
the infield.
Close to home plate.
Yeah,
what
like
is
if
the
you're
distance,
a third baseman,
like 40 feet?
45 feet.
That's too close.
Yeah.
Take
but I don't know that
chops.
The exit velocities are quite comparable to like high end.
Yeah, but don't they use metal bats? Baseball.
And they have like the slashing thing, right? Where they can like they bunt, pull
bunt,
it back
pull
and swing.
Back
and then if you're
awesome.
The third baseman, you're
awesome.
Taking that one right in the teeth.
See, you like it too. It's a fun sport. It's got its unique rules and it's enjoyable.
Wait until they once they introduce like hand to hand combat, that's when it's really going to go to the next level.
There was a girl the other night with an inside the park home run. That was, I mean, a little league inside the park home run. She bunted, they threw it away behind first. She went to second, they threw it away.
Well, the Red Sox give those up all the time. That's not new.
I was going to say they should probably look to draft from there.
Yeah, no. I'm kidding. They'll know exactly what the game plan is.
Pew, pew, pew.
Honest to God, what a mess.
All right. Speaking of messes, let's move on. Let's move on with the three-point stance.
This segment.
All right, Fitzy.
Come on, Dan. Pull it together.
Oh, shut up. Are you
Dan,
ready?
Pull it together.
Right? Honestly, always up your backside. This guy can't just, like, let it rest. metaphorically speaking.
Always blame the producers. Fitzy, are you ready?
Yes, I suppose.
Your 60 seconds. Begin right now.
I'm not sure if this is a continuation of last week, which was such a lousy week, although, as you pointed out at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, Andy, nice turn for the Patriots. Josh McDaniels speaking, the feels of David Andrews retiring, all those good memories. Here's Travion Henderson. Drake May looks good. Steph Diggs. Hey, he's actually here and he's running around. Granted, he can't fully flex that leg yet because he just had surgery 7-8 months ago. But I got to tell you, all of the drama, all of the dysfunction, all the stories, all the rumors, all the things you hear and can report on, all the things you hear and can't report on with Steph Diggs already, kind of have me at peak fatigue with Diggs. I got to say, if Steph Diggs is not able to come out on, if Steph Diggs cut it out, exactly.
Yeah, let's go.
He just went full Nickelodeon. Yep. Made popular by, of course, Dave Coulier, who broke Alanis's heart, and that's why she's saying you ought to know. Jesus, anyway, that has nothing to do with my three-point stance. This is the way my mind works. Suck it. So, at this point now in time, unless Steph Diggs is able to come out and perform at a level that we saw, maybe not in Minnesota, maybe towards the end of his Buffalo days or early on last year in Houston. If I'm the New England Patriots, considering that you're trying to move on from the drama, you want clear leadership, you have a vision for a smart, drama-free, heady football team, I'd be prepared if I were the Patriots. If he makes one more mistake, move on.
Dang, that is quite the line in the sand.
I think I'm getting to a certain age and or a level of my fandom where I just don't have time to deal with all the crap. I don't like now.
You don't
I understand.
Suffer fools.
No, I don't. Thank you.
It's a bit of a fool right now.
Steph Diggs.
Yeah,
he's playing. He's acting a fool. That's for darn sure.
Definitely acting a fool over the last week.
Yeah, and I just you know what I want to hear. I'd rather see development. I'd rather the young kids get it. Well, so you're gonna have to do it at some point.
You're advocating for Polk.
Let me
and
ask
Baker?
You this. Jalen Polk, a future red check. That's Lann Larison and Efton Chisholm. They're the future Patriots Hall
of
Famers.
Oh, that's right. We've jumped right
wouldn't
over.
You, wouldn't you? Poor Polk. But, like, do you really want to deal with this?
No, I didn't really want to deal with it all along. You people were more excited about him than
well,
I
no,
was.
Well, no, shame on us for talking ourselves into it. Like, no, this will be good. He'll come in and he'll just, you know, that attitude, he'll put a little edge in the wide receiver room. Like, if it's going to be more about, like, where he's hanging out and who he's hanging out with and have you seen this latest video, then just get back to football. I just really don't want to hear it, see it, or deal
Cup.
With it. How many shows did
I would have traded for Cup.
How many
Very simple.
You
didn't
have to trade for him.
Well, no, but you had to trade for him because once he had free
yeah,
agency.
He wasn't
well, you could,
here.
But you
he
could have overpaid to this.
No, I don't
degree.
Think he would. He saw the Mississippi, and he was not doing the reverse Oregon
so
trade.
So Lewis and, nope. Lewis and yep. Clarked it? If you,
if you
gave
had
him,
traded for him, then you
then
his
you probably gave him no choice. If you offered Cooper Kupp the $69 million deal they ultimately did Steph Diggs.
What'd he get, 45?
45. 3 for 45.
Yeah.
If you offered him $20 million more, do you think he would have said no? I mean, Chris Godwin did.
I think he might have said no. Yeah. I think you would have had to trade for him. But I would have taken Cooper Kupp. Because this whole idea of who's going to be the mentor. Dan, you've lost control. There's another three-point stance to do. Anyway, real quick. This whole idea of the mentor in
it's
the
an
room.
Organic
and
debate.
He's the rudder in the ship.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp was more suited to do that. Cooper Kupp was much more suited to do that.
Yes.
And I don't know where Stephon Diggs is in terms of that.
Efton Chisholm, Kendrick Bourne, Cooper Kupp would have the entire Eastern Washington receiver corps.
It's almost like you're going to use him as an example of what not to do. Say, hey,
maybe
if
that's
you're considering going on a boat with a female rapper, singer, woman, and bringing pink substances, at least don't videotape it and maybe just scrap the whole trip and just do something else for that weekend.
See, all right, now the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. This Diggs stuff is such an overreaction. Is it?
Right. Well, I do have to go back to the question, and Dambo, we'll get to your three-point stance.
But Andy, if he performs...
I haven't said a word this whole time.
No, I know, but you're giving me the death glare.
If he kicks
I looked
ass,
like that 4 hours a day.
If Steph Diggs just, you know, doesn't have any more leaky, like anything else that leaks to social media, any other nonsense, any reason to show up the organization, himself, his girlfriend, or anyone, great, fine, awesome, terrific, go do your job. But if there's more of this to follow, just don't
or
deal
just
with
this.
It.
Like, if the substance
everyone gets
is
one.
Presumed to be pink cocaine, like, let's just pretend it is.
The funny stuff?
Yeah.
If it's not Fun Dip.
Is that okay? Just even the one-off, is that okay?
Not a great look.
I'd prefer
right, that's
not,
what I mean.
And again,
and
we
only
all
not
said,
doing it, handing it out to, how does it, all right, Stiz,
young
seriously,
ladies.
How does everyone get on that boat? Are they all friends of Diggs and Cardi B?
That's
are
an
they,
invite-only boat.
Is it an invite? Is it casting? Are they paid? I don't know.
No, they're not. No, I doubt that. It's an invite-only.
Whoa. Wait a minute. If people can insinuate that Bill Belichick's white girlfriend is paid, then we can't insinuate that these girls might have been paid to be on that boat.
Yeah, but you're making it seem like it's a very quid pro quo thing. I don't think Jordan Hudson is paid in that way. Does she make money? Yeah, clearly she has $9 million worth of real estate.
How'd she get all that, by the way?
But it's not like at the end of the night, Bill's. Oh, here you go. Here's $1,000. Same thing with those women on the boat.
No, but that's what the guy assumed. The Airbnb owner. With the great accent,
and he was
like,
obviously
yeah, I assumed
wrong.
She was like a call girl or something.
Yeah, because this crazy. Didn't he say something like this weird old guy walked
like,
out?
Yes. So we can't assume or at least discuss the idea that the women on this boat may have been paid to be there.
They weren't paid to be there. And number two, we said
how
this last week.
How do you say that
week.
So definitively?
I know. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but why would they have been paid to be there? It's just a group of famous and well-known people.
It's, you know what? It's just a group
tell
of
a
young
friend
beautiful
to bring
people.
A friend. That's the type
do you
of thing
pay
now.
Your friends to go on your boat, Andy?
Can I see
no, but
can
I don't
I
have that many
friends?
People on my boat.
Andy, do you survey other people's headshots before they get on your boat?
No, is that a thing?
I'm just saying, like, if you're inviting, ask a friend, like, I'm sure...
I didn't think the women on the boat were all that attractive.
Oh, here we go. Come on, here we go.
Are you kidding? I didn't think the women on that boat were all that attractive.
I didn't.
And we said last week,
brought to
if
you
he
by
showed
MAGA
up,
Heart.
If he showed up at OTAs on Monday, you know, last week or whatever that was.
Totally different
Totally
thing.
Different story.
But it doesn't so remove it was, the fact that he allegedly or theoretically was in possession of a pretty serious substance, right?
Also, we don't
it's
know
It's a party
that.
Substance. We
I
believe
said
it
allegedly
a,
yeah,
allegedly
theoretically.
A party substance.
Yeah, well, and if it's what some of our callers have told us it is, it's an even bigger deal. Like, no, whatever the...
It's MDMA, ketamine...
Tusi.
Is that the name for yes. the MDMA, ketamine,
slang,
coke mix?
Street slang.
Yeah, and it's Tusi. Not great. It's not great. So just to, like, if you're La a father, Tusi. Let's use the example. It's the same barometer a lot of us used with Belichick. Like, if that was your daughter, how would you feel about it? Because people got all up in arms. Oh, you shouldn't care. If this was your son, for example, mm-hmm. on the boat holding the pouch... Wouldn't you be like, what the F are you doing?
I'd tell him exactly what Coach Vrabel told him, which is make better decisions.
Okay. So it's not an overreaction. It's not overblown. The only way it's an overreaction if it's overblown is if there's nothing in that pouch and that it was.
You probably don't have to do it now, although your son is going to college. So there probably is a new level of don't do this, don't do that. Here's a couple of fatherly tips. But grow as your son aged up into high school, because mine's now a sixth grader. Yours obviously just graduated 12th. When, like, I have a lot of conversations of don't say, like, don't take this, don't be peer pressured into that. Like, it's very important to try to help steer that ship for them now at an early age. Did you have to do that a lot? Did he show naturally
it's
good
judgment?
It's
what Vrabel said. Right. And I was joking about it the
Make
other
good
day.
Decisions.
Make good decisions.
Yeah.
This is beaten into kids in our society from preschool straight up through. They try to, like, water it down because you can't be there for every decision. So you can't give them every example. So you give them... Make good decisions. Try to give them sort of the tools to know what is a good and bad decision. And they don't always. And you hope the bad ones are less bad and have less negative ramifications right. than they could. Dan Ball, time for your three-point stance.
You sure?
Yes.
You don't want to keep going?
No.
Right. Daniel, I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Your 60
Text
seconds begins.
Text line agrees with me.
Right
they were
now.
All compensated to be there.
Well, they
Not
called you
Dan.
Intelligent
I
last week, so they're on
first.
A roll.
Go ahead, Dan.
Take snake.
All right. I'm pivoting away from the Patriots for just a moment. I was on boots on the ground yesterday when Christian Campbell didn't play first base and Abraham Toro came in. We also saw the news that Jack Caglione was called up by the Kansas City Royals, top 10 prospect in baseball, and that got Red Sox fans even more excited for the arrival of Roman Anthony. As much as I want to see what he can do at the big league level, I think he's going to be great at some point. I'm losing trust in the Red Sox ability to handle their prospects and their young players well. Christian Campbell has now played second, center, and left while working out at first. He's hit everywhere from fourth through eighth. Marcelo Meyer is playing third base, but Alex Cora acknowledged with us last week that he's a natural shortstop. And Seydon Rafaela has played center, short, second, third, and hit in all nine spots in the lineup. They are moving around their young players too much over the last few years, and I do not trust this current Red Sox front office and coaching staff to properly handle their young prospects. So as much as I'm excited for the arrival of Roman Anthony, the big three being here and doing their thing, if he doesn't come up for the next few weeks and he stays down in AAA, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, because I don't know if this team knows what it's doing when it comes to developing its prospects at the major league level.
I mean, the guy that just got called up for Kansas City was ripping the cover off the ball, and Kansas City said, hey.
What's his name?
Jack Caglione?
No.
What is it?
Close. Caglione. Right, Dan Ball?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
I studied my pronunciation guide.
Congratulations. There's a cake and a prize in the breakout room for you.
Oh, yep. This is awkward.
Yep.
Okay, why do you have suddenly a new drop that you're going to beat into the ground
fantastic.
Today?
Fantastic. So Jack Caglione.
Yes.
He was hitting the crap out of the ball. So yeah. Kansas City did the craziest thing. They said, hey, this kid looks like he's outgrown his AAA pants. Let's get him some big boy pants and call him up to the majors, because we could use an infusion of talent, a star for the fans to come want to pay for tickets to see. And
Bobby
also,
Witt needs a running mate.
Yeah. So the Red Sox are like, oh, wow, we have someone who's the top prospect. He's also ripping the cover off the ball. He doesn't belong in AAA. Let's keep him there.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense. In fact, these two were paired together
parenting.
In some of the stories I was reading about teams that really need to bring up their top prospects.
Yeah, the Super 2 deadline, yeah. The arbitration
yes,
stuff.
Yes, it was all those
two,
guys.
Those two were the two in the ESPN one that you cited right. last week, yeah.
And now one of them is in the big leagues, and it's not the one that's playing at Fenway Park. He's playing at Polar Park in Worcester.
Right.
Despite the fact that this team, okay, they won a series, that's great, against a Braves team that I believe was one of the projections for the World Series, Red Sox Braves?
Was this weekend series? I think.
Oh, I thought there was a Red Sox.
Dodgers beat the Yankees by I think 10,000 runs the other day.
Yeah, it was a bit of a beatdown. The Yankees bounced back, but the Red Sox have a nice series,
sure.
in Atlanta.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean they've turned anything around.
No, they still went 2-for-4 on the road trip.
Right.
Or 2-and-4 on the
but
road
was the
trip.
Four...
Or I'd also use the example of yesterday. They scored in the first inning. That's it. They scored in the first inning. End of tweet, as you like to say,
right.
Fitzy. The game was luckily,
that's the tweet.
That's all you needed because you had your pig on the mound and your closer didn't blow it and you were able to get the win. There's no rule that says when you have that one inning where you put up a crooked number as baseball coaches.
You can't have a second one.
Can't have another one like a couple innings later.
Well, but you're also going up against a team with an elite pitching staff as well, which is what made the victory more impressive.
So maybe get your
impressive.
Offense better.
Well,
why, don't you make it better? Hey, also, but also, yeah, exactly. That's why you should bring Roman Anthony up. But was the blue? I know we'll talk Sox a little bit later, but was the blueprint for yesterday, as if there were such a thing?
Pitch crochet, and you'll win a lot of games?
No. Big game from Crochet, and then Trevor Story comes alive and hits. Is that...
Are we
just
counting on that?
Andy, I'm asking the audience at large.
Had a nice weekend.
Okay. It's called play along with the premise, okay?
I'm just dubious. Let me get turning my head
all
sideways
right,
like a dog.
I see.
Oh, this is awkward.
That, by the way, I lobbied Ken Laird. I said when he partnered me and Hart 3.5 years ago, I said we should call the show. Well, this is awkward. He's like, well, how about Fitzy and Hart? I think, well, this is awkward.
And then they settled on EEI afternoons.
You telling me the ratings wouldn't be through? Wait, in Boston, my radio on my rental car says there's a show on sports radio called Well, This Is Awkward.
Yeah, would have been great.
Ken!
Instead, we just got the drop from Stiz that he fell
from
in love
with
today.
Ron Burgundy.
617-779-7937. Do you want to react to our three-point stances? I know no one wants to react to women's college base softball, except the text line. I got a couple attaboys, which is really why I do it. That's really why I do it these days.
Oh, for the people?
Attaboys, the people.
The man, this man,
yep.
This faux man of
yep.
the people.
Man of the people.
Age. By the way, the text line, I can repeat... Zero of these texts.
Oh,
the
yeah. What they love?
What the.
They don't.
They
yeah,
were
we
talking
can't
about.
Say that.
Stanley, if you check the text line, they think that the people on the boat were compensated.
Yeah.
No, they weren't.
And they were compensated in more than just cash.
Call 617-779-7937 to react to our 3-point stances. We also need to touch on the fact that the NBA finals are set. And. Two states care, but do the other 48
two
really care?
Two super populous states.
And the poor commissioner is like, wait, I was dreaming of Celtics-Lakers, and I got what? A little NBA Finals talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word.
From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Kind of like this. Who this? Migos. Are those Migos? Is this Offset?
Kind of hard to tell sometimes, to be honest.
I don't think that's okay.
Well, the voice, he's saying the voices all blend together.
You're the rap guy. I can't, like, you're the rap expert.
I think this is him.
So they're no longer a thing since the demise of Takeoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
They didn't stay together as a
no.
duo. Okay. And then their personal
Sad.
Careers, individual careers. Okay. I just looked up, and we always like to remind people you can watch the show here on Twitch. That's twitch.com/BostonWEEI. Is it a good thing when it says possible ban evader next to your comment monitoring?
There's several of them.
Yeah, what is that
all
about?
How can you evade a ban if you've been banned?
I don't know.
You coming in like with the Bobby Valentine mustache and
yeah,
outfit?
Yeah, I think, you know, some AI security.
So if you were on there at, like, let's say you were, if you were on Twitch at Jumbo_Hart.
And then I came back as Gumbo.
And no, as Humbo underscore Jart.
Yeah, yeah, like, I think that might.
Well, I think some of our PAs are sneakily taking some money on the side if someone gets banned.
Oh so they're way back in?
So they're being compensated.
Good for them. Okay. It's like a knockout pool when you lose in the first week and you buy yourself back
buy
in
back
for the
in.
Next in, and then you lose the second week.
Speaking of which, what's your buy-in on the NBA Finals? Did you see that? How about that for a second?
I see what you did.
See what I did there?
That was not awkward at all. That was very smooth. That's why we're professionals.
Oh, yeah, I learned it from you.
Well, this is awkward.
I'm rooting for OKC, but I don't know that I will watch a lot of this series.
I don't care.
Buzzer to buzzer.
It's going to be white noise for me. It'll be like background.
I'm more
fodder.
Interested in the hockey. If we're
who are you rooting for in the hockey finals?
Connor McDavid.
Oh, same, big time.
How can you not? I mean, I know there's this whole.
What
thing.
Do you mean not working root for
well,
Marchand?
It bothers me that Canada's involved. I hate having to root for Canada because you know we have a thing going back to the four nations.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, it's still a thing. That just doesn't dissipate.
They booed our anthem.
They booed our anthem. Thank you, Stiz.
Why
Thank
do they you, hate Maga our Stiz. Freedom?
I needed
They
Maga
had a
Stiz
reason to it. It was a peaceful
what?
Protest.
Well, they had a reason to boo yeah. at a sporting event for an anthem? Have some respect.
What do you mean have some
you
respect?
Dinks.
It was a
but
peaceful
Connor McDavid,
protest.
Really
but
good.
Connor McDavid is excellent. Did
really
you ever
fast.
See the behind the scenes videos last year of how hard that Game 7 loss to the Panthers hit him?
Nope.
That locker, it was tough to watch. Like he was, I think he was
they throwing
weep,
up.
Weeping.
Like Jonathan Kraft said, the Patriots were in Super Bowl 42.
Well, they didn't have a perfect season go right down the drain.
No, they had the backs of Canadian. Dan, when was the last time Canada won the Cup?
93, I want to say.
Wait. It's been over 30 years.
Yeah.
And
Damn.
I don't want to give that up. It's like America's Cup. Remember when it was down in Australia for all those years?
America's Cup?
Yeah, the sailing
race. The sailing race, yeah.
The Aussies
was it Dennis? What's his name?
Yeah, Quaid.
Nope.
No, but that's a thing. And we have the Stanley Cup now. It's been in America for 37 years or whatever the hell it's been. I don't want to give 32. That up, but I do kind of want Connor McDavid to win.
He does it the right way.
And don't
there's someone who's not going to be on a boat with compensated lady friends and pink.
Because the boat would be sitting on a frozen pond of ice up
they'd
in Canada.
They'd be ice fishing.
But don't you? So we always have this discussion, like the great teams, we want great teams, and like leagues are better with great teams. And then sometimes we get in the discussion, are leagues better when Cowboys and Raiders and Yankees are good? Isn't it also better when the great players win? Like, we've wasted Mike Trout's career. Mike Trout is arguably one of the top 2 to 3 baseball players in the history of the game whose career has been wasted without postseason success. And I don't want that to happen to Connor McDavid. You have a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm rooting for Connor McDavid. He's fun. He's got a little orange in his uniform, so that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right? Okay. But here
and Brad Marchand.
So
I would have rooted for you till you had to get your dander up with my guy Rich Keefe. And in that case, there was no tone involved. So we're a team here at PFW. I mean,
Wow. Shouting out. First
PFW,
of all,
back in the day.
Unnecessarily pounding your chest in the studio. So you're going back to that.
Okay. That's not new.
No, I'm just saying it's okay.
I just feel good.
It feels good?
Yeah.
How does it feel good to pound your chest?
I'm like Andy Dufresne. You know how you're a little bit more of a man when you drink a beer after work? Well, when you pound your chest, you're a little bit more of a man. The caveman in you comes out.
I was going to say, completely Jurassic of you, but as I digress. In terms of Connor McDavid, seems to do it the right way. He's an all-time elite talent. People have already said he could be top five, one of the greatest players, maybe the greatest player
Agent
of all
Bobby
time.
Orr says he's the greatest of all time, greatest talent of all time.
But you'd hate to see a talent like that go unrewarded vis-a-vis joining what we used to call on the Rich Keefe show, Club Marino, the people that like legends, goats, all-timers, Charles Barkley.
Or Charles Barkley with his Chuck GPT commercials that the computers make in front of him. You don't want Connor McDavid to be making those commercials.
A sense of humor goes a long way in this life.
Tremendous. I love it. I laugh every time that commercial comes on.
It's very good. His commercial is great. The ones with Kevin Hart,
celebrity golfer?
Do without. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to know.
Remember they were funny back in the day when he did like Speed Stick? Yeah. Anything less would be uncivilized.
He's very good.
Always good. Anywho, I double digress. I would hate to see Connor McDavid become another member of Club Marino, an all-time legendary talent, unrewarded with a title or a championship to say, hey, Ma, look, I finally made it.
And I think there's two opportunities for that. Connor McDavid, who's the best player in hockey, to win his cup.
Mm-hmm.
Although, what was the thing that he apparently touched it? Did he really touch the cup?
Not the Stanley Cup. You're not allowed to touch
Western
your conference
final.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch the conference final.
But does that jinx you for the cup if you do that?
Supposedly.
Well, but here's the thing. He didn't touch it last year and they lost. So the thinking was he's trying to reverse the momentum from last year, reverse the curse from last year.
I don't know if it works that way, Connor. I'm now worried about the guy I'm rooting for. I don't know. Well, I don't love
that
logic.
You might
have
just
lost. Also,
isn't Sam Reinhardt out for the finals?
I don't know.
I think he's hurt. Isn't Dan Ball?
They're the better team. I think Florida's the better team.
You do?
I think Connor McDavid's a better player.
I actually think the Oilers are favored. Dan Ball, two questions. One, injury update. Let's go to the injury update desk momentarily. And two, what are the gambling odds right now on the Stanley Cup Finals?
Reinhardt is back. He returned the end of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
And so the second part, I don't know, but I'll get it in a moment.
Well, I can tell you it's -700 on the other side of this little do people care about these series kind of question, because OKC is a heavy favorite. But it's also
the midday
similar.
Show, like the only, like, it's like, I think it's OKC in five is like the big bet.
Yeah. Which
Pacers will get the one consolatory game.
No, it means you actually want to pick a sweep, but you don't want to pick
a sweep. Well, what was last year?
Celtics
in five.
Yeah, and then that's when you feel good about people, though. Like, everybody was picking the Celtics to beat the Knicks in five, and then they didn't.
Edmonton is the favorite, -120. Thank you very much, Stats, Info, and Wagering Department.
I might have to sprinkle a little something-something on the Panthers, even though I'm not necessarily rooting for them. But SGA is the same thing. He's can take that next level. Now, he hasn't failed and missed out on it for a long time. He's a young, developing player. He's got the MVP.
Superstar on the rise with a team that is going to be a thorn in the side of this league for days and years to come.
Days and years, yes.
I skipped
years.
Weeks and months.
You did, and properly so. Thank you. Saved us a little time. 617-779-7937. Do you care about the NBA Finals? Do you care about the Stanley Cup playoffs? Dan Ball, he cares. He raised his hand. Yes.
Brad Marchand, +7,500 to win the Conn Smythe for the Stanley Cup, if you want to sprinkle on that there,
wow.
Andy.
+7,500.
That's just a donation to my favorite gambling app. So, no, I'm not going to be doing that.
All right, I'm just asking.
I don't
he's a playoff performer. Why not?
Let's go to Rob in Swampscott, see what he thinks about the Stanley Cup playoffs. What's
Hi,
up, Rob?
Fellas, how are you?
What's up, buddy?
Sober.
So listen, Connor McDavid, an absolute generational player.
Yep.
Skills up the yin-yang. I love watching him play whenever I'm lucky enough to catch a West Coast game. But how can any red-blooded American not be rooting for Florida and to not keep the Canadian Stanley Cup drought alive? Come on, guys.
Agreed, Rob. Red-blooded American here.
Yep.
Now I'm torn. I really am torn.
Here I am. Turncoat.
Because then I got to root for Marchand.
Benedict Stevens.
Benedict Marchand, who turned his back on Boston and Rich Keefe all in one swing. Right. So there's a lot of emotions in this. I also have the issue, and I don't know if you guys do this. Both of these series, I could be swayed to root for any of the four teams involved, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals. I generally have to watch a game and get through a half, couple quarters, a period or two, and then at some point, you know, Kachuk could do something that I hate that really drives me nuts. Or Marchand could do something that drives me nuts. I'm rooting for Edmonton. Or maybe somebody on Edmonton does something that drives me nuts and I start rooting for Florida. Same thing. I could easily root for the Pacers. I could easily root. They're a very fun team to root for.
You know who's?
I think they're going to lose.
You know who's not rooting for the Pacers? Knicks fans.
Well, no, they would not be.
They are very salty, and we have some fun audio to share about that later.
All right, and up next, we have an update that Ted Johnson, I know, is sitting by his speaker listening to Bruins coaching search, because he has been an angry man for a lot of reasons for a while now. But one of those is that the Boston Bruins do not have a head coach. Update on the Bruins search next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Golly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Of course, the Bruins' goal song. That's how Stiz was able to find it on Twitter. I mean, on social media.
Didn't hear this often enough last year.
No, you didn't. Especially if it didn't involve pasta. Pasta accounted for, 50% of the Bruins' goals, basically, with his goals and assists, and nobody else scored, and that's why you're looking for a coach. And that was Patrice Bergeron passing to Marco Sturm. And why would we play that? Why would we play an old Bruins highlight? Why? Because Elliot Friedman says he, first of all, some reports from Elliot Friedman, just some information on this Bruins update. Joe Sacco was informed he's not getting the job. Did he really need to be informed of that?
Apparently.
I mean, did he really? I felt like late in the year it was quite obvious he knew he was out. Did he really have aspirations?
Yeah. Oh, this is awkward.
Maybe he was the insurance policy if everything else went awry, even though that's kind of where this process is right now. The reporting was that he was still around the practice facility the same day that Marco Sturm interviewed. So he's been around for a while.
So today is Monday, correct?
That is correct.
That would qualify as early in the week, correct?
Yep.
So according to Pierre Lebrun, we're going to get an announcement from the Bruins early in the week. So that would be either today or tomorrow, right? Because Wednesday's midweek.
My guess it would be tomorrow.
Maybe. And he said they're down to two candidates, Dan Ball?
Yes.
Is that the understanding here?
It's less than I thought were involved in this process.
And so are we starting to align with Sturm could be the next head coach of the Bruins?
Given the fact that you have a former Bruin as your president and a former Bruin as your GM, my guess would be that the coaching hire, while not the right one, would be the former Bruin.
Oh, excuse me. What was that? Did you just editorialize while giving information?
Yeah, as I'm known to do from time to time.
What's wrong with the coaching hire of the guy who spent the last three seasons with the Ontario Reign?
Wow, look at you just knowing that without looking down at your notes.
Yeah.
I'd rather
Twitch, don't check it.
I'd rather the guy who has already been a coach in the NHL, a guy who brought his team to the Western Conference Finals as an interim, lost to the Cup champion, then brought his team to the second round, lost to the Cup champion.
So you're talking about Jay Woodcroft.
I am talking about Jay Woodcroft.
So you don't want to give a guy a chance who has some Bruins blood?
No, because I'm
sick of... Do you believe there's value in that?
Clearly not, based on the current state of the franchise.
Wow. Seems like Woodcroft
was Gerard Mayo.
When it was like Woodcroft was run out of town the same way that Montgomery was. Like, was doing very well, gets off to a slow start one season, and then don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
I mean, it ended up being the right call. They were 3-9-1 at the time, and then Chris Knobloch has done a nice job with them. But I think there's a very good resume with this guy, regardless of the fact that he doesn't have the Bruins tie. That seems to be the only criteria right now.
Do you think Bruins fans care about that?
They want wins.
No, I would agree with that.
That's it.
I think this front office thinks they care about those things. I think there's still threads of big bad Bruins and like who we are and what we stand for. I think it's you, Fitzy, what you just said. Win. Just go win. I don't care if it's Jim Montgomery leading the way with a bunch of fast, soft players who I think they'd be fine with it as long as the song that Stiz just had to Google is playing a lot at the TD Garden.
Yes, yeah, but clearly a portion of the fan base does, because for the past few days, like, I don't know, a week or so since the Sturm has been the name floated, I've seen nothing but Sturm highlights from people being like, he's coming home, baby.
Yeah, they did that with, like, they do that all the time. And there's a portion of the fan base that's going to feel that way.
They did that with Vrabel last year, and then you got Mayo.
But, yes, but you know what happens is that wears off very quickly without the wins, and the opposite is also true. You don't care as soon as they win. If the Bruins, you know, start 3-0-1 in their first four games, no one's going to be like, but you know what? They should have hired a guy who played here. This feels cheap, or this doesn't feel like it's real.
Why do we need fan service?
No one's ever going to say that. We're all simpletons. I say it all the time. Like Manny Ramirez, you can do all the bad things, dumb things, silly things you want as long as you hit 35 home runs, drive in a .120, and hit .315. We are... Like, it's really not that hard. It's production and results. And if they think Sturm is going to be the best guy for the job, despite Dan Ball ranting against it very quickly and adamantly.
Ranting strong, but okay.
Also, they got to get somebody, right? I'm always an advocate for not rushing these things, mm-hmm. but at some point you go from not rushing to, well, you need
a coach.
Are
we close to 50 days? Like 7 weeks?
I think we're at like 40.
Brewers we're 7 weeks in. We are 7 weeks in.
49 days?
Yeah, so and that was a number given a couple days ago. So from Kevin Paul DuPont, so it probably is over 50.
See, it is over. I'm not wrong because I remember Ted mentioning it, getting all hot and tedded up 2 weeks ago. Like it's been 37 days.
Ridiculous.
It is almost 2 months without a coach.
How do you do that?
You're closer to starting the new season than you are the end of the All right, Stanley Cup or coach first? What happens? Are we gonna get the coach this week or?
Yeah, no. I think these reports, it's going to be in the next day or so, and I'll be interested to see what the reaction is.
Because he nailed Brad Marchand within an hour when that happened.
Yeah, no. I think this will come either later today, tomorrow. But I think it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is, because I do think there is a portion of the fan base that has Dan Ball's feel of, oh, we're just doing that. There's a negative cloud over Neely right now, and the front office being Bruins, and that's weird because I think some people probably still like it, but I think there might be a bigger crowd that's starting to lean your way, Dan, that this is, it's an overly simplistic and dated way of doing business.
I just think the organizational philosophy that comes from Neely, who again was one of the best two-way power forwards that we've ever seen, is every draft pick has to be 6 foot something and go into the corners and hit. Every free agent signing has to be the biggest on the market, like Nikita Zadorov.
Yep.
And so every coach needs to be a Bruin that also matches that, and it's just, that's not where the league is right now, so they're being left behind.
All right, we'll be keeping tabs on that. Can you guys behind the glass make sure you monitor social media in case there's any breaking news Bruins related? I know you forget sometimes, so we have to remind you. Ted's not
too busy for that. Sorry.
Up next, we're going to talk a little Red Sox. Alex Cora, he told us last week that Christian Campbell was going to play first base on Sunday. Do you know who played first base on Sunday? Give you a hint. It wasn't Christian Campbell. We need to get to the bottom of another lie from Alex Cora. And the Red Sox winning 2 of 3 from the Braves. Have they turned things around, or do they just get lucky that their pig was pitching? That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Are you out of your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.